The MCP meeting elected 18 new office bearers for the party, as well as Chakwera, who faced no challenges. In his speech in the local language Chichewa, Chakwera said he will win next year's polls. Malawi is expected to hold elections in September 2025 to choose representatives for all levels of government. He says what we are saying is that next year we are winning elections, whether they are presidential, parliamentary, and local government elections. MCP will not lose the elections. The declaration was received with a standing ovation from over 1,500 delegates to the convention. However, some political analysts say it is far too early for Chakwera to declare victory, given that other large political parties are yet to nominate their presidential candidates. George Piri is the former lecturer in political science at the University of Livingstonia in northern Malawi and commented on the predictions.
That's too early. Too early because you don't know whether you have the majority. Because in 2025, all the parties will contest. And because all the parties will contest, Malawians who know who they want are the ones who declare a winner.
However, Chakwera asked the newly elected executive committee members to work towards victory by strengthening the party structures, especially at the grassroots levels. Moses Kunkuyu is the party director for the campaign, who was re-elected during the party's convention. He told the state broadcaster, the Malawi Broadcasting Corporation, that the party is confident that he would again help the party win next year.
So if people feel I did a good job as a campaign director for the Malawi Congress Party at a time when we had to usher the president and the party into government, and they feel that that same level of confidence still stands, and they feel that I can still have that capability to drive the party as part of the team into government again next year, and they give me that position again, it's a great sign of confidence, and I am happy with that.
President Chakwera came into power in 2020 after his party formed an alliance with the United Transformation Movement, UTM, led by the former state vice president, the late Saulos Chilima. The Tonse Alliance was instrumental in defeating former president Peter Mutharika of the Democratic Progressive Party in 2020. However, the UTM withdrew from the alliance with the MCP last month, citing what it says was the MCP's failure to abide by the terms and conditions of the alliance. For VOA Africa, I am Lamek Masina in Blantyre.